This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Exalt the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for what you have done to us, done for us, what you are doing in us at this time, sending the solid rock, Jesus Christ, that rock that is tried, tested, that sure foundation upon which every life can rest upon in the midst of this present evil world. Thank you, Father. We give praise to you, Jesus, for the mercy you brought to us. What a wonderful mercy. What a wonderful grace and strength you have brought to our lives. To take away everything that can be shakable. To bring only those things which can remain. Thank you. Thank you. We are grateful this morning. All praise to you. All praise to you. Thank you, Father. For we remain while this world passes away. You will build in us, you will raise in us that which will remain. That will be unshakable. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name, Jehovah. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Kaparo to fifia telia nemenes to your bradilia tefevropiana tesistovulia calate steferenete. The secret meal. It's a secret meal. It's a secret meal that must be released, that must be given, that must be served, that must be served for every family to partake of. It's a meal. It's a meal. You must feed on it. You must partake of it. You must eat it. You must eat it. For in this meal is grace. There is so much grace in this food. So much grace. It has been kept secret. But you have found mercy. You have found help. You have found grace to be able to partake of this meal. For my expectation is in the food. My expectation is in this meal. And as you partake of it, you know it. For it will come with grace. It will come with so much grace to do. It will come with so much impartation. So much impartation. So much of the Father's impartation. Oh, so much of the Father's impartation for every house to feed on it. To receive strength for the journey. For you see, it's a large project. It's a big project. If I don't feed you, you will quench. For if I don't feed you, you will faint. If I don't feed you, you won't meet up to the standard. You will fall below standard. And so I am here to feed you with the secret meal that will make my family prosper in your hands. That will make household to flourish. That will make household to come into my desired expectation. Feed on it. Eat it. Eat it. For the journey is far.
Amen. We thank the Lord for helping us to go to a time where we we are getting this attention that heaven is paying to the family. We thank the Lord that we are able to assess this provision, not just as a church program, but as a project. The family is a project, and redemption will not fulfill its course fully if it's not recovered. It looks as if the church came to replace family, but actually the church came to redeem family. Church is not going to replace family. Church came to redeem family. Yeah, it's redemption of the rubbles that is lying waste of the investment of God upon the human world. We're not just having a church program, we're having a project. I know what to do when you have a project. It's a major time of deploying strength, deploying attention, deploying concentration to ensure that the project meets, I like that tongue, standard. The standard for the family, so that the wind that will blow upon the earth, we have seen wind, but we have not seen wind. Stronger winds are still going to come on the earth here that will blow, but that on the earth here also are going to be structure of God's construction, staying, abiding, say amen. Amen. And it doesn't matter where you came from. Doesn't matter what has been your background. There's provision to take care of your background. Yeah, you came from a home when, none of us came from a model home in any way. It's a degree, it's a various degree of devastation. Maybe your own is better than mine a little bit. Because we have not really seen homes that are built by God. We have seen homes that were built by men, were built by culture, they were built by discipline, they were built by all kind of things. But I've not seen many homes who ask God. When I say God, I'm not talking about homes that wants to get, that want to meet rapture. Let's make sure that nobody in this family missed rapture. So when your parents see you going to come to church, that is on, they'll be praying over you and say, Jesus, when I give back to you, I make covenant with God that all my children will make heaven. And the way this one is appearing now today is not looking like as if it's going to make heaven. And they are concerned for you. I can take away your earring so I can make heaven. Because that day when you were born, the utmost expectation that you will make heaven. We're saying that the expectation is beyond that. It's about building structures, building entities on the earth here that can give God what God wants. God wants olive children. God wants olive children. God wants children that can carry him, carry what he has to do. Children that he can release as arrows. Arrows for his intention, not just to continue our posterity, for what he had in mind for humanity. That's the highest thing. God's dream is higher than your own dream. God's vision is higher than your vision. And so God is coming in at this time to ensure that all of us are able to connect to what he has in mind. Because that is the highest vision that will take care of every other thing. Say amen. But your vision will not be accurate until God's vision predominates your vision. So it's time to see the family project as your own vineyard. That's God's vineyard that he put in your care, and it's your own. That's why when it comes to family, your own wife, your own husband. Can you see that? Then say children are the heritage of the Lord. So the children are not your own. It's your husband, your own. You own your husband. And they are not having a problem with that. You own your wife, but you don't own your children. Children are project in the house. Given to you by God. And it's on the other side expecting product. So children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. They are not your harrow. God is the one who wants to use them. He's the one who wants to shoot them. That they must become harrow. You must raise them enough to become harrow. And that's a very high project for every family. And every one of us here, we are all put in a family. We came from a family. And we are also supposed to raise a family. I'm supposed to raise the family. That's why there's nobody in church that should not be in the family. Either you are in a family for now as a member, or you are holders of families. Everyone. That is where everyone is to be accounted for at the basest level. Ekman's going to heal your heart. No matter what has been your past experience, it will take away your pain. It will take away all the hurts. All the bitterness will be dissolved in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That you will have enough strength to see what God is saying. Because sometimes when we are down there, we can't see what God is saying. We can't see it. Because we are down there. The Lord will heal you and raise you up. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Song of Solomon, verse 6. Look not upon me, because I am black. Because the sun hath looked upon me. My mother's children were hungry with me. They made me the keepers of the vineyards. But my own vineyard have I not kept. So all of us are product of families, and we have put in our best. Those who suffer most in families are firstborns. Those who are spoiled most are the lastborns. Every energy is deployed by parents on the firstborn to be a template. And it's as if when parents finish with the firstborn, as if their strength finish. Akobi. Firstborn. So I'm firstborn the one who took care of their siblings. Firstborn at 3 years of age is better than that one. 3 years is better for junior one. Because mommy already has another baby. Already arranging a house. When we're last born at 8, doesn't know what to do. It's our family baby. Don't touch my baby. Daddy must not hear the cry anywhere. What happened to you? No, treat that soul. They wait for when daddy is not around. They will not deal with him or her. That when daddy comes back, he won't have enough words. So this level that's happened to him or her. We're all raised to see how to contribute our quota to families to ensure that the family is going on well. But one of us is to be raised to be deployed to take care of your own. At the end of the day, you are going to lead a family. You're going to be the head of a family. You're going to be manage a family. And that's a lot of work to do. That's a very heavy ministry to carry on. It is time to prepare to keep your own vineyard. Like Jacob said in the house of Laban, then where shall I go to prepare for my own house? He has spent how many years building Laban's business and household? At least we know he spent 7 years for one, and that 7 years for the other one. He didn't spend less than 15 years. That's the least he spent in the house. 15 years. Taking care of the household. And the investment of the house. That's why, you know, there's no place where our task is deployed more than the home. That's why you must not be lazy at the home level. You must not be the one they are sparing. It's not strong. When will you not build your own vineyard? When all your life you have not been strong? They will exempt you from every assignment in the house and you will gladly take it. I said, it's good to follow. But you must also take leadership. You have to take responsibility and be accountable to it. Not the eagle bird. When the eagle wants to release its egglet, it will take it to the heights and release it. And the eagle bird are well nourished with a lot of fats. So they are heavy. They are heavy and they don't believe they can fly. They want to be like chicks. But they are eagles, they are not chicks. And the mother knows it's an eagle, it's not a chick. So it will release the bird from the height. When it's falling down to the height, it will come down to a very low place and stretch the arm and bear it. Take it back again to the height. Until it will learn to flap the wing. Because the wing is really long. The other way in the nest, it folds the wing. It doesn't know it has a long wing. It won't stop until it opens the wing. Once it opens the wing is big enough to carry him. That's why you can see if the eagle bird can be in the height of the heavens and not flap their wing. Just stay this way. It's a mystery bird. The wings are enough space to carry air that make it float. So there are potentials in us that we don't know are there until we find people that can unleash them. And that's why the home is the first place where potentials must be unleashed. So one of the things I did was that I told them, I said, children, your school, you will choose only one. And that transports you to school, you trek back. Or you trek to school, pick you in the afternoon. Trek, you must. We trek, every morning I trek 1 hour. I don't know how we think about raising a weaker generation. I want to fight a more fierce world. The answer is not what you possess, it's who you are. We want to fight with our possession. Your possession is too weak to fight. Money can fail. I think you know that.
Yes, sir.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up. It's not money that will carry them. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. I want them to lose a little bit fat and build more muscle. And we achieve that. I can't have an 18-year-old girl and be policing now. Where are you? How will I rest? So the home is the factory. It's your vine. That's your own vineyard. Church is our vineyard. But family is your own vineyard. And you must be prepared for it. We must do it better than our parents did it. And don't assume you will do it better. Don't make that mistake. If you see where that sleep and fail, pray for mercy. Because every other person can get there and sleep. That one sleep and fall already created a mark in the spirit for others to also sleep and fall there. That's why I like the book of Song of Solomon. It's true that Solomon was an unusual person in terms of his pursuit to have girls, to have women. Because a song should not be in the Bible. It should not be a writing of a righteous man. If you look at the life Solomon lived. Now, Solomon is a righteous man. I think you know that. He is a righteous man. You will meet Solomon in heaven, though. Because there's a heaven that Christians have constructed. And we have constructed our own heaven. And I had to start dealing with that in recent time. Heaven is not for Christians. Heaven is for righteous men. Those who practice righteousness in their day. Whatever righteousness was dispensed to them, if they practice it there, they are righteous. Jesus is not a gateway to heaven. I didn't know that. Jesus is the way to the Father, right? Our Father, where? Who art in heaven? Heaven is not our Father. Our Father is in heaven. And we're not going to heaven, we're going to the Father, right? Church has done many things in the past that we need to look at again. So Solomon is there, David is there, all of them are there. All these righteous men. You need to change your mind many times again. That why you're not taking another wife, it's not so that you can go to heaven. It's to lay hold on eternal life. Say amen. Amen. Why we live this way is not just to go to heaven, it's for the promise of eternal life. Because you'll be surprised you will meet people in heaven who have two wives. You see, sometimes we manage unrighteousness inside of us. You want to do it, but I must not. You don't restrain from sin. Sin is to be remitted. When you have held back for a long time, God says, what is in your heart? Go and do it. And you'll find the voice saying, go and do it. And it's not devil. Because that's been in your heart all the while. God said, David, all this you did, you didn't get it right. If you had told me what you wanted, the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, told a man, if you have told me you needed more girls, I would have given you. If this is a devil, I would have given you. I would have given you. But that way you went is the wrong way. No, this one, you have brought water to your house. Sword will not leave your house. I never left this house. And so all children were in trouble for it. Say amen. Amen. So your heart has to be resolved to pursue eternal life, okay? Because everything we have laid as wrong standard before will be unveiled. It doesn't matter how many years. Generation will come that will tear it down to your face this way. And you'll be amazed. We cannot afford to raise wrong standards. Solomon has an unusual soul because of the foundation he had with David. His soul has been open, the depths have been open to go for what is high. He needed not just a wife, he needed a love. He needed a passion. Do you know that everything about everlasting life and life was spelled out in Solomon and the Shulamite? Everything. Epistle to Revelation is in Songs of Solomon. So then Solomon is a prophet. Yes. You can't pursue a lady that way and meet all the territories of the spirit if God was not really in that exploit. I'm sure that he didn't sleep with all of the ladies. It was Shulamite all the way that Solomon was looking for. Queen of Sheba came and she was slew with the arrangement of the palace of Solomon. And he said, those who came to tell me, he didn't give me the accurate. What I see here is more than what they told me of. Her bread was taken off because of what she saw. She didn't see the love in the heart of Solomon. She saw arrangement. Solomon has a lot of things around him that can wow you. That can wow you. He's a terrible son. Wise. Knowledge. Sound. But beyond that, he wants to run a race that nobody can run. The race of unity, of purpose. And that's what was spread out in Solomon and the Shulamite. So he saw the need to now come and build his own vineyard. He has tried many vineyards. I'm sure the ladies he met are other vineyards. Now let me come and keep my vineyard. Tell me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest. Tell me, where thou makest thy nest, thy flock to rest at noon. For why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flock of the companion? If thou No, not, oh, thou fairest among women. Go thy way. So he met a woman who for the first time is going to ask, where do you feed from? What made you? What raised you like this? Not just who are you now? You know, where did you begin your life from? Where thou feedest? Where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon? For why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flock of thy companions? I should not just turn anywhere. I should know where to turn. If thou know not, O thou fairest among women, go thy way forth by the footstep of the flock. Want to look at where I take my food from? You will look at the footstep of the flock. You will see the lifestyle of our church, lifestyle of our people. I'm not just existing separately, I'm of a people. I have companions. And that's one thing about our life. We are people of flock, we are flocking people. We flock together. So the first way to know us is from our people and what we are preoccupied with. I like the answer that Jonah gave when they asked him. They want to know exactly what is about you that is troubling this OC this way. Only you alone. That this evil befell us. You can't be a mere person. And then said there unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us? What is thy occupation? They're not trying to say, we want to know you know. They know that if they get something about these things, they will know you. And whence comest thou? What's the next thing? What is thy country? Then what's the next thing? And of what people art thou? Who are your people? So, we are going to answer this question today, okay? Take your Bible and write for me the answer. Your answer. Number one, what is your occupation? Question number one, I'm a teacher. And I like giving tests. It shouldn't take 5 seconds to do your occupation. Then, whence comest thou from? Where are you from? Egbado abi oni abi odo lowo. Then what is our country? Then last one, of what people are thou? Sometimes we answer questions like we're in church and just suddenly become spiritual. Lest my pastor sees my answer. So I took you outside here to your exam hall. So it means that a man who wants to have a vineyard that is his own must have discovered what is the occupation. Because vineyards is a place to work, right? It's a place of labor. Your occupation is also what you're occupied with. If they ask you, what are you preoccupied with? And now what to say is, what is first in your pursuit? You must have found enough grace to have discovered over the years now, or must discover in your journey of life, what must be your occupation. If your household knows you as an engineer, as a doctor, above knowing you as a father, a husband of their mother, but what you really need is not an engineer. What you need for your coins to come up us is an engineer, right? But many of us are known much more in our home as an engineer than a father. You're not ready for a vineyard. Some of us think having a family is simpler than managing an industry. That's one of the first deception we have. We feel that it is easier if you have 1/10 of the patience you have at home, at work, you'll be the company. And you're going to manage your staff. The level of patience you deploy in your industry, you need times 10 of it at home. Abi, do that meeting, same o'clock. I'm coming. Sweetheart, we must not be late until you go back yourself and carry the bag. If you want to leave the house by that time. You don't carry it sweet that also help me with this thing now. But I've woken up this morning. I also remember last night also. Your battle problem last night. You know what I'm saying now? I didn't allow the sleep to go at the right time. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is flowing to this morning. You have to calculate it more. But the man can do his own thing. Pa, pa, pa. He has jumped up. That woman that was caught in adultery. Pa, pa, pa. He's gone. He's gone. He has gone through the window. So a woman doesn't get ready easily. It doesn't pack easily. Huh? Where you are throwing your bomb and your shorts, know that they don't pack it so easily there. So you come back and help them to pack it. See what I'm saying now? I was wondering, how would they just catch the woman alone? Where is the man? Oh, the law. So, the occupation of building the house is not mere, bro. It's not mere. You are building Christ. You are building God in your house. Because through Jesus, God has allowed himself to be built. Through Christ, when they say they lay Christ in you, so you are building, right? Somebody is building you. As time goes on, you have to grow up to be involved in the building. Nobody can raise you a tabernacle if you are not involved. At the first basis of the Holy Ghost, you can depend on the church totally, on your pastor totally. When you move to Christ, it will start needing your cooperation. Nobody can say, I have Christ. Totally unaware of how it happened. You are going to learn to modify. You are going to learn to turn on. You are going to learn to turn off. Put off, put on. That what no pastor can do for you. It's personal. So nobody can say, I have Christ as my foundation. Who is totally ignorant? It's not. Must have understanding. And that's why you can also lay it in somebody else. You can lay the same Christ in your children. Because you are building in progress. Also, rest of that building in progress. So, house is a building. And like I said, that God has committed himself to Christ. And that's why today, we can also co-labor with Christ in building. So, you can build Christ in your children. You can lay Christ in your children. You can join the church to lay and build in the children. That is a higher vocation. So you are a builder, you are a teacher, you are an instructor, you are a priest, you are a pastor. Before you are an engineer, let me see your number one. Mark yourself. The reason for Solomon pursuing the Shulamite is to build a union upon which olive children can be raised. But that's what God gave to his father. From whence comest thou? Where are you coming from? What's your base? Where are you joining from? All of us on earth, we are on pilgrimage. We are joining, and that's why we expect some to be with us, some to be behind us, some to be ahead of us. We are coming in a journey. That's why you see in Israel, they put the tabernacle in the midst. Families, 12 tribal families were around it. Typifying journey. And when they're going to put up the camp together, and they put up the camp, the families will set after each other. Why? They are on a journey to a promised land. So where are you from? Are you on a journey? Does your children know that that is on a journey? Are you even aware of yourself that you are on a journey? That where you were 2 years ago is not where you should be today? So some things should be behind you and should be reaching for to some things ahead of you. You have project of the spirit you are looking ahead towards. Now the next 1 year, I trust God that this anger will have become zero. It has come from 70 to 50 to 30, but I don't want to see it anymore. That means you are on a journey. You are coming somewhere, you are going somewhere. We can't just be wandering on the earth here. I want to come to church. We had a meeting yesterday. So I was blessed. If all of that does not lead to evident transformation or translate your journey, then it becomes just a religious thing. Some activity can become routiner. You already know what to say, how to say, you already know anything, all of that, but your heart is not connecting. You are not aware of where you are going. The fellow said unto Jacob, how old art thou? And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 100. He didn't say my age. These are fathers, right? It's the year of my pilgrimage. I'm on a pilgrimage. And that year has just summed to 130. If you call it my age, it may not be wrong. But to me, it's actually year of my pilgrimage.
year of my journey. Yeah, mark number two. Number three, what is that country? I don't know if you wrote heaven. Your country is the Father. Your country is God. Your country is an heavenly country. It's an heavenly country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country, where from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to return. Now they that desire better countries, that is an heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he had prepared for them a city. I'm just talking about parameters for you to start, you to make your vineyard. What should form the parameters of your vineyard? So it means that everyone among you, not just by trying to say it, should know that you don't belong here. Conversation and everything you do is from your country. You invade everything that is thought, reasoning, practice in your household by the heavenly conversation. God is not just an object like that one. He's the whole world. In my Father's house, in my Father's world, are many places. Just one place itself is more than Nigeria. Economy. Conversation. That's how what these things should translate to in understanding. They are too aware of the world and economy of your world. And you are in touch with it. You are hearing from it. You are thinking from it. Pastor is not the one trying to push you. No, you are in touch. You are in touch. You know, after this thing, they concluded it is true you are the trouble. They knew that, no wonder. This boy is a true boy. Hey, yeah. They never fall. Of what people are thou? I know you come to church, but who are your people? When they flash your mind and you feel like talking to somebody, who do you think about talking to or talking with? Who are the people whose words make sense to you? Because being with the people is based on a common knowledge. Every people have their ways of doing things. A place where you feel free, when you are yourself, when you are yourself, when you talk freely, when you bear your heart, that's home to you. That's home for you. And when you do it there, you are okay. You are not asking for something more. Of what people are thou? Are you truly, truly an eternal life people? Are you truly of the world to come people? Are you really a Jew in the spirit? Do you have circumcision in the spirit? Do you truly rejoice in Christ? Or you like to glory in the flesh? When your flesh is tame, you are not convenient. They are not allowing me in this place. You feel you need more space to yourself. The essence of the gospel is to give us these four things and to make the resolve in our life. If the gospel has not resolved these four things in your life, there's a problem. If you renew of the mind and everything does not change this concept and make it home. And he said to them, I am an Hebrew. I'm hearing Paul here. Hebrew of an Hebrew. Concerning righteousness, perfect. Blameless. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. Touching righteousness, which is the law, blameless. Paul said, these are CVs. For Paul, he consciously laid these things down. So he knew when he laid down. He knew when there was an exchange. It didn't happen the day he got born again. Johnny saw these things and brought the result to them. If those four things are not dealt with, you can't really make a construct of a family that can fulfill the agenda that God has in the last days. I know this because that these things are not difficult, really speaking, if we know them and put energy in them. Many times we do many things to do one thing. When we don't need just few things to do many things. Father, give me a good family. Father, you know my heart. Go and resolve these things first. Because in our family, in our world, his banner over us is love. His banner over us. What the symbol of our existence, the symbol of our conversation. Just understand that the banner, the ruling power and authority in our midst is love. Okay, he brought me to the banqueting hall, and his banner over me was love. That was the woman. So it means that for Solomon, that's the banner. When he brought in the Shulamite, that's what he found. That's what he found. This is just a house of law. Wow. Wow. There's nothing here. There's nothing here. There's not even property here. It's not even palace here. I can't say anything here. This is a tower here. It's love. You can have all the world. You can have all the gold of the world. And when people see you, they still see love as your banner. So it's not just a matter of possession. It's what possesses you. What you are full of. What really possesses you. Some people don't have much, and they are not having much possess them. If you meet them, they attack you. Everybody wants to look down on them. They are aggressive. Poverty has possessed that soul. So it's rich in poverty. Yeah, you can be rich in poverty. But you know that we didn't start our faith with love. We started with faith. Is that right? Is our basic faith, our holy faith, our most holy faith, all have their beginning in faith, right? It's faith. It's learning to believe in revelation of righteousness concerning that personality. That's how we all begin. And we began with obeying commandments. So you can't live just banner of faith. You must reach to the end of faith. The end of faith for all of them is love. So when they search us, they must find faith and love in our constitution. In the basic faith, it is faith, love. In the holy faith, it is faith, love. In the most holy faith, that's where love predominates. You see little of faith to start with, but it is the name, so banner. Banner is actually thrown wider in the most holy faith. Banner is thrown wider when it is the economy of the Father. Because the Father is love. So all he has is faith, but it's actually essentially love. In the Christ world, faith is more toward the end of that faith is charity. Because I've journeyed from faith, in faith, hope, like that. For you arrive at charity. Charity is at the end. But in the Father's world, love moves to the beginning. So little faith started. As I say, is that people don't love the world? The love of the Father is not in him. So it means that what drives that world of the Father is love. So the first thing they come to do is the effect there is to dry selfishness, dry this world, dry it quickly and open to the world of love. So his world is majorly love. Each time I look at the prodigal son, for example, I can say example there. You can see a boy who came in there and took the father's resources, took it away and wasted it. Because the boy has not come to understand the economy of the Father, which is love. He felt there's a life somewhere else. It's in the Father you find that there's no life anywhere. There's no life anywhere. So he went and wasted it. From the day he left the house, the Father was waiting. Not the day he was coming back. From the day he left the house, it's the Father's love that was writing it at that distance. If you leave that guy alone, the devil has already finished him. But love found him. Love restored him. Love rescued him. So everything, if everything in faith, charity faileth not. When you are resolving these four questions, what will come out of it is love. Commitment to the Father's project. Commitment to your Father's project. Charity never fail, but whether there be prophecies that shall fail, whether there be tongues, it shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Charity faileth not. Verse 9, chapter 1 of Song of Solomon. I have compared it, O my love, to a company of horses in various chariots. Thy cheeks are comely with rows of jewel, thy neck with chains of gold. We will make thee borders of gold and store of silver. Because that the attention came to who they are than what they have. Attention in the home, attention is about who we are. Even though we have work to do, it's by the way, somewhere there. You know why your wife is not happy with you? It's that you are not available. When you are there, you are not available. And it's not the woman wants that attention. Ah, you are not here. Say, sorry, I should be here. You know, men like just moving everywhere. There's always carnival walk. Walk is not the finish. Your wives, our wives, will save us on the walk. So when they complain, don't argue. Just adjust, eh? Bro, just adjust. Sweet, like you're not here. I'm sorry. Let's be here now. Don't be explaining. Don't explain. Please don't explain. Your grammar is too much. Just drop the thing and I'm already available now. I feel we should talk about this thing. You're making it difficult. It's okay. We love you. You are helping us. Only don't let us like to fight. Can we talk and not fight? I know you want to be serious. But can you just have a mind that we're not fighting? Can we just talk on it lightly and we're talking seriously? But I know because of your denials, you just want to, sweetheart, I feel we should talk. That thing is scare men. Sweetheart. So he'll be dodging you. You know what I'm saying? Look, sweetheart, when I come back from work, he said his brain is not trained for that officiating. Our women should be in law. They like legal matters. Believe you are not a legal matter in that home. It's home. Don't bring that legal thing to the house, okay? I want to ensure you are not dodging. You are not, you want to block your blood. Please, can you make it a little bit free? I know you want to explain yourself now. So, because of that, I say you are a little block. In this world, you won't escape today. You know, sometimes when you know you are dodging, just let us dodge. I come back later. I say, I saw you dodging that day, but no problem. I've forgiven you. You know, just smile. A man's brain can handle stressful matters, but can do troublous matters. So don't let him run. Okay? You know, saying we need to talk in the evening. No, just say, on this issue, I just feel so and so. It's not difficult. But some of us, because we are difficult people, it's just not they go easy with us. So instead of policing that way, just say a little about it. Don't say until we sit down. No. Just say the little. The little, you will be thinking about the little. I'm saying now. It is little that make a big ocean. The man's brain can handle that sitting down and questioning. Interview, interrogation. You can handle us. We are not difficult people. We just have bones. We are very weak people. Don't be tired of our sorry, okay? You always say sorry. Always say sorry. That thing is plenty in our pocket. Jesus taught us to be having plenty. Sorry. Sweet, I never be no joy. Shoko ito. Your hands in your pocket to bring more. You know what I'm saying now? Because we can't make much progress when there's stress. When our world is heavy, harsh. When we look as if we're not fighting, but we're fighting. The system is tensed. We'll do better when we play more. And if you're a man that you like, just think, I'm going to be arranged this way. Who took my glass cup here? I put it here. Lisa, don't die. You have long life to live on the earth here. There's nothing about this place that makes anybody to die. By putting it here, nobody has died. To learn you in that matter is difficult. Don't say, learn me. No, don't. Learn you there is difficult. Because your mark is not endless. You draw the line everywhere, you draw the line everywhere. They have moved it. Who removed it from this place? Who blessed it here? That coat you wear, they call it coat of iron. And so don't make your household to learn it. That didn't mean, no, that's not who you are. You are now an object of love. That made you by bad for anything. Let church life crack it. Crack it. You are too picky, too petty. Every fly. I don't like that fly. I just saw an auntie. Open the door. An auntie said, Ibony auntie, okay, sister. Even the palace of Solomon. Auntie, one bear. You know my body system? Your body will build immunity. Your body should not be picky on everything. Say amen. Amen. But if you grow up in Morocco, you'll be a tough person. That's why with all your regulars, you still have typhoid. I just drink any water. What's the problem? Sir, with that same thing, they will test your blood. Typhoid is there. What makes life work? I'm a microbiologist, eh? So I should be seen everywhere. But life is self-cleansing. It's self-cleansing. So cleanliness is good, but it's not next to godliness. Who does not smell? It depends on what we check. It's just where we check. You can put it. So we just learn to package this attitude that can make the house stressful. When you're like that one, your banner is not love. You care about issues than people. In this place, interesting thing about here are the people here. Forget light. So, you learn what to say to people. How to say it. Before you talk, think on what to say. Think on the effect of what you say. When you say that thou art fairer than the sons of men, grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God has blessed thee forever. One of the ways where we know that you are blessed is through your lips. You will learn how to ask for things. How should I ask it? How should I say it? There's always how to. Because sometimes some graceful words draw a lot of things. Some can draw blessing. And some can nearly draw slap. You know what I'm saying? That you came to church does not mean that your husband will not restrain from stopping you. You don't know how to talk. So on Sunday, should I not be in church? As if the agreement when you marry is church. On Sunday, what do you want me to be? If you don't go, then other ones should not go. Abi. If he's not going to church, don't tempt him with it. Use your own conversation to prove to him. Not your preaching, conversation, lifestyle. They don't go to answer. How many times do you attend service? How much life have you gained? As long as being in church is important. So when love is cleansing us, it cleanses us from all of these things. God will banner over us. It's love. Where there's love, other corrections can be done easily. People change easily. People repent easily. People say sorry easily. Because they are loved. They are of worth. And nobody watch them with words. Let's go a little bit here. So thy cheeks are comely. Can you see that? Thy cheeks are comely. When last do you pay attention to it? Somebody's cheek. Can you see? You have something beautiful around you and you're not seeing it. Do you understand the thing? That we are spiritual. We are spirit. Sometimes you need consecration. Sometimes you can do many things with it. Because you don't have time. There's no time for you. So sometimes you are multitask. Just like sometimes you are on your wheel, you are driving and you are praying. Instead of I have to drive alone, that's what I enjoy. I can pray in the spirit through the journey. Sometimes I also like to drive me. But when there's no more driving, I enjoy it. That when you pray, it's when you remember what you're seeing. So a fine leg can be with you and you are not seeing it. And is the fine leg beside you in church? Is there a fine? Oh. Yes, now. Oh, Lord. You're not seeing it, but you appreciate it. You know? Some thought just flash your mind. Just go. Just flash, just go. You are not retaining it. But you can't say it. You didn't see it. That girl has a nice makeup. Wow. You're not seeing it? Don't see nice makeup? I don't know how my system is, but I see nearly everything. I don't talk much. But it doesn't stay 1 second. I still want to attend to it. You can have a nice gown. That gown is fine. That's the one that will make you say, I like the way you dress. It's fine. Or you don't do that. Only your wife does that to you. No. She appreciates her sister. You're looking fine. You're looking fine. Your gown is fine. And you go away. If you're not exercising those things, you're not cracking evil in your heart. You need to have righteous thoughts. So when we talk from saying righteous things, you can't hold back. You can't destroy evil. Because also there's good and evil in your heart. And you're supposed to be a fountain of good alone, not of evil. So it is use that disable evil. I don't see you ugly. It's like I just be like, why are you looking this way? You should look fine at this one now. Why you not do your hair now? It's 2 seconds. You're going away. You should not close your eyes in church. Let's pray. Ashkatahaya manahata. Hey, yeah, yeah. This is a family house, okay? Once in a while, I leave my seat in church. I go and sit inside the church. Sometimes I go and sit among the congregation. I want to feel the church congregation. I like church. There's somewhere this pastor arrangement can make you look at just pastor seats. And for 1 year, you have always been on pastor seat. So once in a while, I just go and sit down there, and I'm enjoying church. It's good to be a member of church. God, life is flowing in church. Pastor can be in the prison house. Because you know what pastor should do, what should not do. Just, it's like everything is just, but you're watching steps. So it's careful about every step it takes. But you are free. You are free. Paul said, death dwell in us. Dwell is in us. Why life is in you? We will make thee borders of gold and with stores of silver while the king sits at his table. My spikenard sent forth dismay thereof. My spikenard. What is your spikenard? It's your costly aroma. Costly perfume. Costly. Spikenard is costly fragrance. Sends forth the smell thereof. It means in the house, there's nothing to spare in the house. What that woman did when he came to Jesus? He broke the bottle of the alabaster box of spikenard. He broke it and poured it. And that was saying, Jesus, what are you doing now? You don't know the cause of this perfume. Let's go and do ministry with it. Ministry is good though. But the house is the first ministry, okay? So sometimes break the alabaster box in the house and let fragrance of freedom, fragrance of family, fragrance of laughter, fragrance of unity, fragrance of play. Sometimes all you need is play to heal the house. Children, when I come in, you don't frown, you must laugh. I can't come in there, everybody's just doing that. Then just say, tell your food is there. I say, One day I say, you are serving me food, you are walking away, come and sit down. How can you serve me food and walk away? If my wife is around there, for that, he will sit with me. And it's not with me, you just serve me, you just sit down there. And she was uncomfortable. I say, oh my father. Like they're in prison yard. They want to serve you and daddy serve you. I also want love. Not just only service, love. Sit down there, be watching me as I'm eating. And they will look down. So if you don't provoke it, they are ready to serve you to the end. It is you as a father that will demand for more than service. So there's something that connects where it is father and children. Than father and servants. Why the king seated at his table, my spikenard, sent forth the smell thereof, a bundle of myrrh is my well beloved unto me. Myrrh is a little bit bitter, right? It's a bitter herb, right? It means that my beloved is not that he's always just flowing all the time. No, some things about him is not just, you know, they arrange. He shall lie all night. Betwixt my breast. My breast stands for comfort, consolation, provision. The person you don't like, buy gift for her. Think about her. Buy perfume for her. Do things for her that does not commend for what you are feeling. Act against your feeling. Give him time. Let him lie between your breasts. Let him lie around you. Let him find comfort around you. Even when you are bearing it, let him be there. Love generated by fondness. Whatever you are fond of, you will love it. Whatever you are fond of, that's why sometimes our tools in the office, after some years of the tool, just get used to it. It's not a big deal. Every day you do it, you are fond of it. It takes away the stress in it. If we can be that way with machine, much more human being. And whatever you love, respond back to you in love, right? That's the beautiful thing about it. Once you love a person, he responds back to you. He gives back a smile. That person who has never smiled, if you just give you a smile. So, wow, so you can smile this way. I like this smile. So there are many things about that person resident there you cannot see until love unlock it. Unlock it. Potentials, frames within us that nothing else will unlock. Love will unlock it. So we're actually better than what we are now. More love, we display it. And anyway, Vol came here some years back. I told Pooja, did you take your picture 5 years ago? If you take the picture and look at it now, you have just changed. Your house has not changed. Your salary has not changed. But love and life that you express each time you come among the people of God just changes you. When you feel like, I don't care about love, when you're in the warmth of love, it affects you. Because we are all creatures of love. We don't just yet know how to respond to love, but we are creatures of love. When you are loved, your tension comes down. Your arms, your muscles. You know, sometimes we get older in our age. Without love. Love is what renew our age. It shall lie between my breasts. My beloved is unto me, a lily sworn, as a cluster of campfire in the vineyards of Engedi. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Being fair is not being light complexion. It's having countenance that is welcome. Thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes. How many times have we looked at our eyes the last time? In Africa, we teach children, look down. But really in love, we look up. Love is face to face, right? So we should teach regard and also teach posture of love. African posture is not of love. It's much of domineering. You don't look at his face. You learn to regard people, can even posture for them, yet we learn to look at faces. The African elders have not learned to accept that. That looking at your face is not pride. It's an expression of freedom, expression of nearness, of closeness. In fact, you can even see your enemy through his face. Yes, if you're in the Western world where the police people, when they see your face, they can pick it from your face. When you're hiding your face, they feel you're hiding something. If you're in the Western world police and you are doing this way, they know you're hiding something. You should look straight. You should look free. Praise God. Because when we look free, we're really fair. Okay? The beams of our house are cedar. The beam is how we are living now. It's a cedar. It builds a strong foundation, strong fortresses. So you don't need to go and bring cedar. Our lifestyle raises cedar. Strong pillars. The beams are as cedar and our laughter of fire. So I am the rose of Sharon. It was not Jesus. Now we sing this about Jesus. He's the rose of Sharon and the bright and the morning star. There is none like you. It is true. Jesus is the rose of Sharon. But the groom, Solomon, being this way, has made him a rose to be desired. The rose of Sharon and lily of the valleys. As the lily among the thorns, so is my love among the daughters. So he knew that, he's come to know that he has something that you can't look away from. I say he has come to know that he knows he has something you can't look away from. When you have love, you have weapon. Some bad guys that we know that they are bad. Because they have weapons to reach to any girl, right? You know that when we're on campus, you know some bad guys? Just see them like guys you run away from. But girls are always in trouble with them. Why? They have weapons. Girls don't like us the way we are on campus. We are fellowship guys. You know what I'm saying? Straight like that. Just straight like that. Bola show okay. Some guys will not say Bola show okay. They'll just
babe, you are okay, but you are fine, girl.
They have time for all those things.
And when you are done, you are born, okay, you have gone away. Those girls are just saying. So we have to learn sometimes to take over our girls. Because every girl is built to respond to love. Huh? When you see somebody who gives you attention, every woman responds to attention. Every woman. She appreciates attention. Just your face. Your face is swelling. What happened to you? Okay. And she left home. Nobody asked her. To her, that's care. Even when that person has an evil thought, evil mindset about it, that's care. That's love. So we must grow to a point where we know that we are asset of influence. It's not pride. It's just know I carry something. By the grace of God, I carry something. If I don't carry that, I should carry life. Huh? And because of my life, many people can be influenced, can be empowered, can be recovered. That's not pride. To say I'm empty, you're not helping us. Because you're not going to be deliberate. You won't be deliberate in expressing gift of life. So it's not humility to say, I'm nothing. I'm empty. I have nothing to give. I'm trusting God to give me something. No, it's not good enough. God has given you something. It may not be enough, right? A work has begun in you. Do you believe that?
Yes, sir.
Abba. Even if now only new bat is a work. You know how many years ago when those who have new bat alone, brought with new bat alone, affect villages? Just one bro, new bat. He went to campus. Once messed up, he got born again. And he's coming back and it's an influence in that territory. Now, you're not only having new bat, you are filled with the Holy Ghost. You're not only filled with the Holy Ghost, you have doctrine, you are obedient to commandments of doctrine. So it's not humility to say I'm empty. You're not empty. You need more, but you're not empty. You know, when the devil succeeds many times, when he makes you feel like you are nothing. You see, you are joining that church, you know that your case is different. Nothing is reaching you for now. That message is not of the Holy Ghost. See, other people are growing there. They are growing there. But you see your case. Your case is difficult all the time. It's not Holy Ghost who is preaching that your case is difficult. With God, all things are possible. Say, Lord God, thou hast made the heaven and the earth. By the outstretched arm. And nothing is hard for thee. That's why your case will not be hard for the Lord to do. I say your case will not be hard for the Lord to do, sir. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are a great army being raised, and when you subscribe to these things, you join the fort and make our army stronger. There are a lot of rescue that is to be done to days ahead. There's trouble outside there. Trouble for many children outside there. Many of us, as time goes, we're going to take in more and more children to your houses. You have capacity and the number of children you have. Some of you are afraid of having two children. When you say three, you're going to raise many children, right? Because the quality of your progress in the spirit, have you raised children? Have they raised children? Not have they born children? So we don't mark for giving back to children. Thank God for your children. But have you raised children? That is to say that children are going to come that will need to be raised. When they get a family that is strong, they have a place to grow. And the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley, as the lily among the thorns, so is my love among the daughters. He knew that he was a lovely child. And really, really, most of them is lovely. For 1,000 women to be around you and not be throwing blow. Sir, only two can set your house on fire. Only one. With another one who's trying to be closer can set your house on fire. Solomon is a lovely, harmless soul. But thou art fair, my love, because thou art fair, thou hast dove's eye. Dove means harmlessness. Your eye is harmless. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight. And his fruit was sweet to my taste. It's the Lord we're talking about here, but it's also you. That people can sit under the canopy of your house. And the fruit they get there. I just love this. I don't want to go from this house. I just love this house. I don't want to go from here. They travel, they are calling back. Daddy, I'm missing home. They should be missing you and missing the house. It means that a canopy has been thrown. But in the last day, that's how men will be raised like a shadow. That will cover from the storm, from the heat. Knowing that the last day is going to be a time of
great heat, time of tempest. But in those days, men will be shadow. A woman that is racist will come, but be a woman of love. You can also say that why Shulamite could go all the way. She can't afford to lose Solomon. He can't afford it. It's so play. I sat down. So, restful places is the place of habitation that God promised in the last days. So, resting places. Where souls will rest from their trouble. People have been in trouble from their background, from their families. When they come to us, maybe they live in our house. Our house should not be hotter than where they're coming from. We should know that if they are already the best they are, they won't come to your house. And so don't expect angels. Church people come to your house and you expect angels. They're not angels. That's not, they are raw. You enlarge your heart and give space for immaturities. One of the things to see what is wrong and not talk about it. It's not everything you see that is wrong that you talk about. Things don't change because we talk about it all the time. If we don't talk about it, you see this children. Yes. If everyone stay on your matter, your head will be making noise. If they have to stay on you, on everything you do, in a day, your head should be making noise. Okay, see how they give you rest? In your wrong packaging, they give you the Holy Ghost. They give you grace. They give you life. Because what you don't receive, you can't give. There's nothing we give that we have not received, right? So let people receive before they start giving. Invest to them. Invest love on them. Invest in them. And over time, they will have to give. Because out of the abundance of our provisions of God to our lives that we give from. So don't look because that sister in church is very effective. He's one serving pastor. When they come to the house, you don't know it's a different story. That area of grace to serve and look cha-cha-cha is the beauty she has. The other side. So it is the house that knows it. And it's the house that covers for that. Don't say, but the church is an angel. It should do like angel in church and you should clap for it. Thank God. And he has something good to offer. But the best of his life, he won't let him. What will he say? Appreciate that part. And let's trust God for the remaining. Don't destroy the one he has for what she doesn't have. I sat under his shadow. With great delight. You know, sing that song. Here under your shadow, I sit with great delight. And your fruit is sweet to my day. Men should say, here under your shadow, I sit with great delight. And your fruit is sweet to my taste. This household, your fruit is so sweet to my taste. Sweet to my taste. Sweet to my... Anywhere you go, you should be a source of blessing of life. Everywhere. And the first place is there inside the house there. That is what the life that Jesus promised us. Jesus is the sweetest man I ever lived on earth here. Amazingly, imagine that the same night that Judas was to come and show him, he still asked him, where comest thou, friend? The boy that you raise that will give you the hardest and the harshest torment of your life. Where comest thou, friend? Friend? But enough floated. Where are you calling my friend? And I'm sure he'll be smiling. Sir, for us at our level, smile the flow, man. You're going to be sad for him and sad in your heart. You still want to win him back, say, on the last, at last point. The sop he gave was not a sop to kill. It was a symbol of love. And knowing what is written about him, he was still playing his role as if he was not part of that prophecy. Jesus knew everything. Yet you can't see the feeling as if he knew that prophecy. He was living his life. He's a being of love. And he knew the Father would do what he would do by himself, notwithstanding his own contribution there. The Lord will enlarge us. And your vineyard will be beautiful. Your household, your family, trust. When we see you the next 1 year, 2 years, it will be sweeter. There will be fruit to desire. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can we just bow our heads this morning and thank the Lord for what he has done for us? Lord, we appreciate you today. All glory and praise to you, Father. Thank you.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyosiyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.
Lord, we thank you.